Welcome to Travelers 411. It's all about travel, business or leisure. Let's get started. Here's travel expert, Stephanie Abrams.
And it's a delight to be with you today. And I have to tell you that, you know, in my heart, I am a travel agency. I was born with traveling shoes on. I love travel from my very beginnings. I can remember my first trips when I was 2 and 3 years old, the joy of just getting in the car and going bye-byes. And I have that same exhilaration today. I don't know what sounds you're going to hear in the background today, people, but I have to tell you that right now I am chugga-chugging my way on an Amtrak train from the Albany Rensselaer Station in Albany, New York. This time of year, when the leaves are putting on the most magnificent show, what is it that people experience in the dome car with Amtrak on this route, Bill?
Colors first and foremost. We're going to travel along a highway that people have been traveling for 5,000 or more years since Native Americans settled along the Champlain Valley and the Hudson Valley.
Go over what you think you have reserved. If you're talking on the phone with an airline or a hotel or a cruise line or whomever, have them go over arrival, departure, sailing numbers, flight numbers, and what airport specifically, because if you've asked for a New York airport, it could be any one of 5 New York airports that I can think of.
And in actual fact, he bought the house and in 1906 gave it to his son when his son married Nancy Astor. At the same time, he gave him the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New
Pity
York.
Pity they weren't adopting.
No, it's a shame. Well, Nancy Astor invited so many different people. Anyone that was famous, anyone that was in the gossip columns now, all the pop stars and the movie stars and all the politicians were all invited to her house.
The airlines that were a pleasure and a blessing for people in the travel industry to work with because they were so good were Eastern and Pan Am. They were at the top of the list. And every now and then, you now fall upon somebody working for a cruise line or a tour operator or a hotel chain. And, you know, you say, geez, it's a pleasure to work with you. Where were you before you came here? And ultimately, you'll find out they either worked for Pan Am or Eastern.
Before you pack your bags, get all the travel advice you need from Stephanie Abrams, one of the 100 most powerful women in travel.